理课堂听 class.com。
试卷二十，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1.
Mr. Premier, members of the delegation, it is my honor to welcome you to the White House. Your visit reflects the increasing ties of cooperation and commerce between our two nations. America and China share many common interests. We are working together in the war on terror. We are fighting to defeat a ruthless enemy of order and civilization.We are partners in diplomacy working to meet the dangers of the 21st century. We are full members of a world trading system that rewards enterprise and lifts nations. Our two nations seek a Korean peninsula that is stable and at peace. The elimination of North Korea's nuclear programs is essential to this outcome. Realizing this vision will require the strong cooperation of all North Korea's neighbors.I am grateful for China's leadership in hosting the six-party talks, which are bringing us closer to a peaceful resolution of this issue, and my government will continue to work with China as it plays a constructive role in Asia and in the world.
Passage 2. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to participate in this symposium on environmental security. We cannot narrow our vision to only railroads, bridges, and factories. We must make economic prosperity foster intellectual and spiritual contributions which keep our civilizations alive and contribute to the onward march of human civilization.The great economic and social issues of our time are intimately linked with the quest of political stability. But during the past few years, people have been increasingly concerned with the impact of current ecological crises on the political stability of nations and regions and even within societies. Today,People around the world, particularly in the developing world, are struggling to survive in the face of growing deserts, dwindling forests, declining fisheries, poisoned food, water, air, and climatic extremes and weather events that continue to intensify, floods, droughts, and hurricanes.